And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
The living brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is good things. Each of my guests is explaining good things in our lives, whether it's overcoming uncertainty, music, or achieving sales success. My next guest is one of the country's top sales trainers. He'll show us what a good thing selling can be from his latest book, Switched on Selling. And if you want to join in the conversation or speak to my guest, you can always call us at 639-0008. Dr. Jerry Teplitz's background is as unique as his techniques and approaches he teaches. He originally graduated from Hunter College and Northwestern University School of Law and practiced as an attorney for the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. Jerry then studied and received his master's and doctorate degrees in holistic health sciences. Dr. Teplitz has been a field manager for the Carlson Learning Company, which is now called Inscape Publishing. He's been that since 1979, and he's the president of his own consulting firm since 1974. Jerry is a certified brain gym instructor. Jerry is the author of 6 books, including Switched on Living, Brain Gym for Business, and his latest book, Switched on Selling, Balancing Your Brain for Sales and Service. Jerry is a professional speaker who has spoken to over 1 million people. He has also been honored by the National Speakers Association by receiving their Certified Speaking Professional designation, and he's been selected as a top-rated speaker by the International Platform Association. Welcome to the show, Jerry. How are you today?
I'm delighted to be here. Thanks, Bill.
Well, thank you for being our guest. It's always fun to have an expert like yourself here on the show to talk about sales, to talk about their expertise, whatever it is. Now, I have to ask you, though, right from the start, Jerry, there are literally thousands of books on selling. What makes Switched on Selling different and unique?
Well, one part of it is similar to other sales training books in that Dr. Tony Alessandro, my co-author on this book, in each chapter, he does techniques of selling from his vantage point. He's written about 20 books on selling, so mm-hmm. he's got guru status on that. The difference is what I've added to it is a brain rewiring approach. So we take people through reading the chapter, and then at the end of the chapter, because they'll read things in their mind, they'll go, I can't do that, what Tony's saying, or are you crazy? And so they've got a little voice that says, no, no. And what we do are using brain gym movement exercises, very simple movement exercises originally developed for children and adults with learning disabilities. We can take D and F graded students and give them the capability of becoming A-level students in a semester.
Wow.
And I've applied all this to the business arena through Switched on Selling some of my other classes and programs so that in minutes they can create new neuron nets in the brain. So what they were hearing of, no, no, I can't do that, the next sentence after they finish this process is, oh, piece of cake, I can do that.
All right. Now, Jerry, I mean, this rewiring concept sounds really, really powerful. Is there proof in the scientific literature that this stuff actually works?
Well, I've actually done a number of studies. One of them was with 695 salespeople. Bill, we gave them a pre-questionnaire beginning of the seminar day. At the end of the seminar day, and it's a one-day seminar when you attend the seminar versus just reading the book and using the book. So end of the seminar, we gave it to them again, but then we collected it back from people and asked them to fill it out a third time a month later. We sent it back to them because we wanted to get over seminar high, a placebo effect. You know, because you've probably been to seminars, you left really excited. 3 days later, you're doing exactly what you did before.
Right, right.
Well, we want to see, did anything really change and happen from this class? One of the statements is, I am comfortable asking for the order and closing the sale. Pretty important part of the process to be comfortable with. Real-life salespeople, beginning of the seminar day, 54% of them were on the negative side.
Okay.
No, I'm not comfortable doing that. End of the seminar, it dropped to 8%. A month later, only 6% were there.
Really?
Yeah. Now, on strongly agreeing to that statement, I'm comfortable asking the order and closing the sale, beginning of the day, it was 16%. End of the day, jumped up to 35%. A month later, Bill, they got better. It was 50% said strongly agree and 46% said agree.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible. My guest is Jerry Teplitz, author of the book Switch on Selling, Balance Your Brain for Sales Success. And that's really what you're known for, Jerry, is the brain gym portion of this and differentiating between the right and the left hand functions of the brain. Go into that for a little bit more for my listeners, if you will, please.
Well, the left and right hemisphere is the research is showing it doesn't completely hold true, but it's a good way to be at least talking about it to give people an understanding. So the left hemisphere has certain functions. It does, like the logic kind of focus. The right hemisphere tends to be where movement is, language is. So they have different aspects. And when a baby's in the womb, it actually only has one brain. Then a membrane starts to go down the center of it called the corpus callosum. It divides it into what we know as the left and right hemispheres. Initially, it's wired to be a bridge for communication between the two hemispheres because it has over 200 million nerve fibers running across the small area of the brain. But for a lot of us, it becomes a barrier in the fact we become just left hemisphere or right hemisphere focused, like, you know, the person is a scientist who has no emotions and feelings. They're just totally logic. So it's kind of like you're missing out on a part of your brain.
All right.
So what this is aiming to do is bring both those hemispheres together so you can do the things you want to do. And now we know that there's also a front and back of the brain, top and bottom of the brain, so it's a much larger approach that's out there in terms of the brain gym.
All right. Jerry, describe for my listeners this connection between the mind and the body as it pertains to selling.
We tend to think the mind controls everything. Artificial intelligence work, where they're having computers learn how to think, what some of the scientists involved with that says that the mind actually follows the body.
Really?
Think how a little baby starts to grow, learns languages. They're running around playing. They're using their body, and it's through the body that you actually wind up learning. So when we take kids to school, the first thing we do is sit them in a seat and say, don't you dare move for 5 hours. And then we have learning disabilities that kind of pop up.
Mm.
By the way, the Brain Gym Foundation is actually located in Ventura.
Is it really?
That's its headquarters. And you can learn about that by going to braingym.org.
Brain Gym Foundation is right here, a local Ventura County organization. That is
absolutely
cool. All right, braingym.org for any listeners who are interested in pursuing that. I will certainly do that when we get off the air, Jerry. So, all right, there's this connection, and I can get that. Babies crawl, and that's one of the first things that they do. It's a physical movement, and that's how they begin to learn about the world. But how does physical activity really enhance our speaking, enhance our sales activities that we do, Jerry?
Well, it turns up, you know, as you grow, your body stays a part of the learning process. And so for most of us, we tend to leave it out. And what the Brain Gym does, it brings it back in a very specific way. So there are specific movements targeted for specific issue areas in the selling process. One of our clients who did the most recent research on this is a pest control company in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I live here.
Mm-hmm.
The president, in the middle of the recession, a year ago August, he had heard me speak at a group he goes to called Entrepreneurs Organization,
yes.
And he decides to put half of his sales force through the Switched On Selling Seminar. He's very heavily into tracking statistics, and so what he noticed immediately is 6 of the 8 people he put through the class jumped above, and by the way, I told him to put your mediocre folks in through this.
Oh, okay.
They jumped above his top-tier salespeople. October, I did the seminar again. He put the rest of his sales force through the class because he's a pretty smart guy, and he saw the changes, and they were so dramatic, he wanted everybody to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spoke to him just a couple of months ago. So it's been through the recession, through the slow recovery, which is continuing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what happened? And he said his profits doubled.
Wow.
On 2 of his high-end product lines, he is the number one distributor in the country. One of his guys went up over 300%, and 2 of the original guys who went through the class thought the whole thing was a crock. They thought it was a waste of time. 4 months after, he brings them into his office, sits them down, says, here's your stats before you took the seminar. Here's your stats after you took the seminar. What changed? And even they finally said it was attending this one-day seminar.
That's an amazing story. We're talking to Jerry Teplitz, everybody. We're talking about his latest book, Switched On Selling. So Jerry, you've got me intrigued here. Can you demonstrate one of these concepts so we can sort of get a sense of how they work?
Let's show you and your listeners who are not driving.
Yeah, not driving.
Not driving. How actually the body is affected by the mind is affected by the body, and the thoughts are interconnected. Each affects the other.
Okay.
So what you're going to need to do is stand up, Bill.
All right, I'm standing up.
Listeners who can stand up, please do that. What you're going to be doing in a moment is you're going to pick a very negative situation. If you're into sales, pick selling. If you're not, just anything in your life that was negative. And you're going to close your eyes in a moment. You're going to visualize. And then I'm going to ask you, without actually looking, just to focus in on how your physical posture feels, how your breathing feels, any pain you have, and what's going on in your mind. So I'll give you those instructions as we go through it.
All right.
So, and then I'll ask you, you'll represent the audience to share what you observed.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's do it.
Standing up.
I am standing.
Hands at the side of your body.
Hands by my side.
Close your eyes.
Closed.
And just now start thinking of a negative situation.
I am.
And really intensify that thought. And now without adjusting your body, just observe your physical posture.
Okay, I'm
observing.
Observe
your breathing.
All right, very shallow.
Okay, and observe any pain you feel in your body and where it might be.
No pain, but sort of a heaviness, a heavy feeling. I wouldn't call it pain exactly.
And observe what's going on in your mind when you think this thought.
All I can see is black, so it's very negative.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, on physical posture, what did you notice with that? Because you shared with the other pieces as we went along.
Arms by my side, feet probably shoulder length apart. I'm having to slump over a little bit simply because of the microphone.
Slump is what people normally think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we would normally do the brain gyms to get rid of that so that, in effect, it takes the energy off of it. So in 2 minutes, it actually becomes a positive experience for you.
Wow.
Because I don't think we have time to do that. Let me just show you what happens when you pick a very positive thought, how different the body's going to respond and where the brain gym puts you. So now close your eyes.
They're closed.
And think of a very positive situation for yourself now. And listeners also join us.
Okay, I'm
thinking
about it.
And again, without adjusting your body, observe your physical posture now, Bill.
All right. Well, I definitely feel lighter. I can feel a lightness in my arms and in my shoulders that I didn't feel. I'm still a little slumped over, but that's because the microphone, the angle of the microphone.
Oh, the microphone's holding you down. But
Normally
people stay upright.
Mm-hmm.
How's your breathing? Notice that?
Much shallower, much more full.
Much shallower,
breathing.
Much deeper.
Yeah, much deeper.
Okay, good.
much fuller is what I meant.
Yeah. And the pain that you were talking about before...
The heaviness is gone. That lightness, that heavy feeling, that's all gone.
Great. And what did you notice in terms of your mind? You had blackness before.
My mind, I was thinking about my grandchildren, so my mind was a lot lighter, a lot happier. And seeing black before, it was more rose-colored this time.
Great. So you can have a seat, and listeners, you can sit down. So what you've just experienced is how our thoughts are affecting us instantly. When you have a negative sales situation, first thing out in the morning, you can ask sales folks, have you ever experienced it ruining your day? They'll say yes.
Sure.
Because they carry that energy around. The clients know that they're thinking negative thoughts. So with the brain gyms, we actually show you two movements called hookups and positive points in the book or in the seminar that in 2 minutes you can get rid of the charge attached to that negative thought. So you will be then, as you were thinking with the positive thought, that's how your whole physiology of the body will respond.
Wow. My guest is Jerry Teplitz. We're talking about Switched On Selling, his book, Balance Your Brain for Sales Success. And Jerry, you bring up an interesting point that I was going to ask you. What portion of the selling process is really controlled by our mindset as the salesperson, and what portion is controlled by the prospect's mindset?
Pretty much, you're the one who can set the tone. They come in with an attitude, and they come in with, or you're going into their office, so they do have an attitude, but in effect, the way you start being a salesperson, starts to become some of Tony's techniques that are in the book.
Sure.
In terms of, like, for example, just asking questions, you can find out what their actual need level is. When they raise objections, if you've thought about it through before, you'll know how to answer them. And you look at objections by switching your brain on for that you're not freaking out when somebody asks objections. You can then answer them.
Sure. Oh, that makes sense.
So that's why we've combined both Tony's approach and my approach in the Switched On Selling book. And by the way, I do have the entire course on a 6-DVD album. 4 of the DVDs are the seminar that I present. 2 of them are Tony.
Oh, wow. So 4 to 2.
So it's a 6-DVD album. If any of your listeners want to get it, I would actually give them $50 off the regular price, but they got to call my office to get that, because if they go on the website, they can look about it, the information at teplitz.com under products, both the book and the DVD album. But if they want to get this extra $50 discount, because we don't have a button they can click on that site, just call my office at 800-77 and then the word relax. That's 800-77-RELAX, or go to teplitz.com.
Well, who wouldn't want $50 off? I mean, that's a great offer. Thank you, Jerry, for making that offer available to my listeners. It's 1-800-77-RELAX is the telephone number that you want there. Jerry, what do you want people to take away from reading your book, Switched On Selling?
That they don't have to be stuck on the parts of selling that they're having difficulty with that are preventing them from having the success that they want to have.
Right.
That they can be like that company in Virginia Beach here, where they were mediocre salespeople, and they jumped above the folks who were the top-tier salespeople.
Now, that is great. Now, Jerry, what did you get out of writing the book? Because, I mean, you're a successful businessman in your own right. What did you get out of writing Switched On Selling?
Well, for me, it's a way of sharing this concept in a much broader way, other than so that people don't have to come to the physical seminar. Because I live in Virginia, for example, people in California would find it hard to, you know, want to, you know, scoot on out just for a one-day seminar.
Sure.
And so what the book does, it makes it available where many others can be introduced to this. And because, and also it's a concept we're looking to make into a whole series of books, because, you know, you buy these books on self-improvement in the business arena, and you don't do it because your brain is in the off position. And so we're looking at putting this brain gym concept in many different aspects of the business arena. Our next one coming out in September is going to be Switched On Networking.
Oh, good. We'll have you back for that. Switched On Networking sounds fascinating. My guest has been Jerry Teplitz. Jerry, give that telephone number and that website again for people who are interested and want to take you up on that $50 offer.
Yeah, so for the offer, you can look on the website first to see if you like the DVD album. It's called Switched On Selling. There's the book you can get, but there's no discount on that. Go to teplitz.com and click on products, or call my office at 800-77 and then the word relax. And just mention that you heard me on Billy the Brain's show.
Oh, that is great. Jerry, thank you so much for being our special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds terrific. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks.